hardwired. You know, things are hardwired, things that are in us that are hardwired. It's one of those things that says it's going to happen every time. It's just, that's the way it is. It's not every day in a Bible reading where you hear about a person shining or about famous dead people appearing. I know that we get our share of zombie movies. Anybody see any good zombie movies lately? Bad zombie movies lately? Yeah. Well, there's the most recent one where zombies come back to non-zombie life because of love. You see, anyone see that movie? Oh, Warm Bodies. There you go. The scouts know. Just heard about it. Okay. Yeah. The trailers were funny. The reviews weren't all that great, as you might expect for a zombie movie. But then there's other movies, light kinds of movies. And here we are in Chicagoland. You got to remember the scene from the Blues Brothers where James Brown says, "Can you see the light?" And Jake says, "Yeah, I can see the light." But shiny people and dead people just don't appear in real life, right? And even in movies, it's not all that common. But in today's Bible reading, it happened. Jesus got all shiny, his clothes got really bright, and then Moses and Elijah, two famous dead guys, appeared. It's right there. And Peter, James, and John, who were up there, they must have been thinking that they were dreaming, because you don't see this stuff. Even hanging out with Jesus, he brings dead people to life. He makes people healed and all that. They had to think, this is a dream. And then, of course, the inevitable, how are we all having the same dream thing? That happens in movies too, right? Where there's some dream thing going on, yet they're all there. But Peter was confused by all of it. The Bible even points that out. He didn't know what to make of it. He didn't know what he was supposed to do. So he offered to set up three tents. Yeah, setting up tents. And the Bible says, he didn't know what he was talking about. But I think there's an inkling he did know what he was talking about. At least in some way, he was confused by the situation. But it may be that Peter thought that the three would need shelter. We're up on a mountain. We're going to need shelter. It may be, and a lot of people always say this, and it's a really good reason. Maybe Peter wanted each of them to have a prayer tabernacle. The tent of meeting. Here, this was a holy time. They were confused, or Peter was confused, but this is a holy place. We need to have a tabernacle to pray. Each one of us can have a prayer tabernacle. Maybe that's the case. It also might be that Peter had no idea what to say, but offering hospitality was just hardwired in him. I love that possibility. See, instead of responding to something that was confusing or different with rejection and ways to keep the area pure for Jesus, Peter responded with hospitality. Oh. Wish that all, whether we are confused, completely understanding, or anywhere in between, would offer hospitality just because it's hardwired in us. I also wish that when we are confused, completely understanding, or anywhere in between, and then offer hospitality because it's hardwired in us, that we would be able to hear the words that come next in the Bible. "This is my son, the chosen. Listen to him." God's words when Peter offered that hospitality. When Peter said we need tents of meeting. When Peter thought maybe shelter was necessary. See, those are the words that Peter, James, and John heard right after Peter had responded with whatever was hardwired in him. There's a lot more to be said about this reading, about the whole Jesus stuff going on here. It's not just the hospitality. See, that Jesus was shiny, and I know I keep saying shiny, it's a funny word. he got all shiny. It makes it seem a little less, no way could that have happened or something. There's lots of shiny in the Bible. It doesn't happen every day, and it's not even common. But that Jesus got shiny on a mountaintop communicates that Jesus is a divine presence in the world. The readers hear that. The readers understand that. I guess we're supposed to understand that. Jesus is shining. He's a divine presence in the world. That Moses and Elijah appeared communicates that Jesus isn't some unheard of and brand new thing, but it's something that is connected to the past. Moses and Elijah are huge. They're important. They're respected. Jesus isn't part of a brand new story, but a part of God's story. And he's the fulfillment of what came before him. That's what's communicated with Moses and Elijah. And for some, this is really, really important. It proves that Jesus is the Son of God. It gives people the words and the events to prove that Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ. And then to others, it's a Bible time description that meant more to those who witnessed it and heard about it because they did talk about it. Even though our reading says, and they kept silent about it, we wouldn't know about it if no one had talked about it, right? They kept silent about it for a little bit, but maybe it meant more to them than it does to us today. See, we've learned the rest of the story, that Jesus shined and was joined by Moses and Elijah on the mountain doesn't change our experience of knowing Jesus the Christ, because we know what comes after. And at that point, they didn't know what came after, at least when it occurred. When they talked about it, they probably did. It is possible that if this event wasn't part of the Bible, if we never read it, and how many times have you heard this bit from the Bible? Often? Once a year? You know, we talk about this one once a year, but how many really remember? Now you're going to remember the time that Jesus got all shiny, see? But hopefully there'll be something connected to it. It's possible, though, that if it wasn't in the Bible or we never preached about it, you wouldn't miss it, because we can still have Jesus as the Christ and not know about this story. But we can learn from it. And the first part of the story I've already talked about, that when we're confused or completely understanding or anywhere in between, that we offer hospitality because it is hardwired in us. But then there's a next part of the story, and it comes from the verses after that. See, Moses and Elijah, they stopped appearing. They were gone at the end of that. But Jesus, Peter, James, and John did something after all of that. Do you remember what they did? You can shout it out if you remember, or if you don't, you can remain silent and I will tell you. They came down from the mountain. Jesus healed folks. Jesus taught. Jesus reminded the disciples that they weren't there to punish people or to establish a territory that no one would dare enter. He reminded them to love people and to bring them restoration. He asked out loud, "How long will I be working with you to make things better?" He healed a boy. He brought restoration to that boy and to others. But he didn't do it up on the mountain. The mountain was an important time, but he came down. Jesus came down from the mountain and did all of these things with all of the people. I know that we have times where God seems the closest. When you're camping and you wake up early and no one else is awake and you're sitting at the campfire, usually it's the scoutmaster doing that, right? But or someone, and it's just quiet. Those are moments, I think, that God seems a little bit closer. And out in nature, camping, I think that God seems a little bit closer. We have experience that we don't fully understand sometimes, too. Maybe it's not camping, but another thing, where God somehow seems closer. We do remember those strong mountaintop experiences very well. but we do have to come down from the mountain. And Jesus calls us through his actions and through his words to be a people who love and offer and receive restoration. That's part of Jesus' thing. So let me run by these things just briefly so that you remember this, if you remember nothing else from this morning's sermon. Shortest possible form. Jesus calls us to be a people of hospitality by rote. And then to love and to restore. So we can follow what we have learned from Jesus. And God said it. Listen to him. Amen.